Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. I'm your host, Peter Ayer. David Robbins is on special assignment this week, and I'm joined by my Kroll colleague, Olivia Lynch. We bring you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Our last podcast was a special edition, update on the National Defense Authorization Act moving through Congress. We hope it was useful, and while we will continue to do special editions when the pace of government contracts news requires it, we're now back to our regular schedule. And it has been very busy indeed. So we'll start with you, Olivia, over to you.
The Government Accountability Office has been busy reviewing federal agency cybersecurity efforts. On August 1st, 2017, GAO reported on DoD's management of its cybersecurity enterprise. GAO reported that DoD's progress in implementing key cybersecurity guidance has varied and that DoD will fall short of the desired timelines for putting that guidance into place. While DoD has taken a number of steps to defend against cybersecurity threats, including by establishing the U.S. Cyber Command, integrating the National Security Agency and DoD's Central Security Service, and working to implement the DoD Cloud Computing Strategy, DoD Cyber Strategy, and DoD Cybersecurity Campaign, the GAO concluded that DoD must improve in monitoring the status of and holding organizations accountable for implementing that guidance.
During this period, DoD issued 2 memoranda, one calling to refocus acquisition workforce training to include not just best practices, but also an ability to think critically in acquisition, which we note is an important step, but it will take not just training, but approval to implement changes in the acquisition workforce processes. And second, a memorandum reminding military command personnel of the U.S. military's responsibilities to the taxpayer as well as its soldiers. The memorandum emphasizes that when contracting for goods and services, must do necessary diligence that it is paying a fair and reasonable price. The memorandum further notes that when a premium is paid, there must be a reason for that premium, and in an attachment to the report, noted that a complacent mode of thinking was no longer acceptable.
On July 25, 2017, NASA issued a final rule amending the NASA Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement to codify its policy of using award terms or additional contract periods of performance as an incentive for contractors. Under the new policy, a contractor may earn an award term if, 1, the contractor's performance is superior, 2, the government has an ongoing need for the requirements, and 3, funds are available for the additional period of performance.
On July 27, 2017, the SEC announced that Halliburton will pay approximately $30 million in fines and penalties in order to settle allegations that it violated the FCPA when contracting with an Angolan firm as part of efforts to win contracts in the country. A former VP of Halliburton also agreed to pay a penalty for causing the company's violations, circumventing internal accounting controls, and falsifying books and records. According to the SEC, a vice president violated the internal accounting controls by selecting a supplier and then backing into a list of contract services, rather than first determining the services and then selecting an appropriate supplier. The former executive also reportedly failed to conduct competitive bidding and violated internal accounting controls that required a special committee to approve a contract in high-risk countries. Olivia, over to you.
In budget news, on July 27th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $788 billion spending bill that complies with President Trump's demands to start funding a U.S.-Mexico border wall, boost the military, and cut clean energy programs. The bill would fund the Departments of Defense, Energy, and Veterans Affairs, the legislative branch, and the Army Corps of Engineers for fiscal year 2018. A lengthy interaction with the Senate is expected before this bill can proceed to the President's desk for signature.
So now we turn to the Court of Federal Claims. So on July 28th, COFC denied a motion for a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction filed by a company called A Squared Joint Venture, or A2JV. A2JV was an offeror in connection with a solicitation issued by NASA. The solicitation was for a follow-on contract to a contract currently being performed by a member of A2JV called Al Razak. NASA eliminated A2JV from competition upon learning that Al Razak's current and former project managers on the ongoing contract had worked on A2JV's proposal for the follow-on, contrary to the terms of the existing incumbent contract and Al Razak's OCI plan. Al-Razzaq claimed it had previously notified NASA of the employee's involvement, but that the NASA contracting officer never asked Al-Razzaq to set up a firewall. NASA claimed that it never received a formal request for guidance. A2JV lost because Al-Razzaq knew or should have known that the involvement of its present and former program managers in preparing A2JV's proposal without express written permission from NASA would raise OCI concerns. Additionally, the program managers were not under any NASA-approved plan not to access sensitive information, increasing the risk of OCIs. And with that, we'll close out for the week. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, I can be reached at 202-624-2807. David is at 202-624-2627. And Olivia can be reached at 202-624-2654. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.